You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Good morning. Hope everybody's doing very well this morning. Today we have a special episode for you guys today. We are discussing the recent OTC mania, a couple tickers that I'm sure you've heard about. So we're just going to cover all the exciting action. As always, this is not financial advice. Do your own due diligence, studying, and without further ado, here's Punk Stock. So as a lot know with the OTC market, sometimes things are crazy, and then other times it's super cold and not very volatile. I think there's a few reasons for this. One is that Robinhood can't trade OTCs, and a lot of other brokers still charge commissions on OTCs. I do think this keeps a lot of retail traders out of the OTC world. And two, honestly, they're just very sketchy. They don't have to report to the SEC like listed stocks do. They are heavily promoted, like most penny stocks anywhere. But if you read the fine print, especially with email promos, you'll see exactly how much they're getting paid. So one might ask, why would you trade these things? And that's because the patterns are predictable. Between the promoters, the volatility, the overextension, and the crashes, it's all part of a bigger picture. And as someone that's learning how to read that big picture, I've realized that there's a chunk for everybody to make money in this market. And with that said, let's take a look at some of the more recent players in the OTC realm. Let's start it off with TSNP. Feels like this is the only stock I've traded really in the last 2 weeks. Seems like it's stayed on everybody's radar, so the volatility back and forth has been really exciting. I've traded this thing when it was under 2 cents, at 2 cents, at 4 cents, at 20 cents, and even today at 15 cents. This thing has just brought constant opportunity on both the short and long side. And I love when stocks get to move like this, because not only can you trade it and profit off of it, but if you decide to just watch, you could learn so much just from watching in the moment. There's been countless moments, and I feel like they happen almost every day, where I just sit on my hands and watch. Sometimes it's because of a missed execution, or just waiting for my pattern to come up. But there's always something to learn in volatile times. I urge everybody that's looking to trade penny stocks, and especially OTCs, to look into Tim Sykes's penny stocking framework. This is basically the layout for how most penny stocks work. And if you go back and look at all the big gainers, no matter if it's listed, OTC, they all have a very similar chart to the framework. And we'll actually post on our Instagram a picture of multiple charts that actually follow this framework. Just so you guys know, it's not a listed thing, it's not an OTC thing. This is mainly just a penny stock thing. And when there's lots of volatility like this, there's lots of opportunity on the long side and short side within these daily candles. I personally don't short yet. I go long, so I'm looking for first green days and also panic dip buys within this framework. I never hold in hope. I cut losses quickly. And most importantly, I do not believe in the company. Because this is also just a fact. A lot of these companies would rather spend $500K on promoters and pumping the stock up instead of putting it into their own business. And the SEC filings back that up. That's why I cringe whenever I go on Twitter and somebody's saying they're holding TSNP long when it's 40% off of its highs. It doesn't matter what the technology is. It doesn't matter who's on the board. It should just be a vehicle for you to try to make predictable money and to learn how to grow your wealth. Anyway, back to TSMP, which fits this pattern perfectly. The first time I traded this was on November 14th. I think it was just shy of 3 cents, and I bought it buying a first green day pattern, selling half when I was up a few percent, and then selling the rest into the close. The reason I didn't hold for a probable gap up the next day was because I knew this stock had a history of red days after its first green days, which it did have a red day after. So hindsight's 20/20, I probably should have held and tried to sell at the bell, but I'll take a safe positive gain. Now that was at the beginning of this framework, and I took the part that I knew would happen. Now the next part, I definitely can't predict, and I'm not sure if there's anybody else who can, But this thing broke all-time highs and went all the way up to almost 25 cents. And each day it climbed up to there, each day it got a little more overextended. I knew that some type of huge panic was coming soon. And usually that comes on the first red day. Now shorts, you know that first red day is significant, especially when a stock's had a huge overextension on the daily chart. Now I don't short, I'm not confident enough yet, but there's long opportunities within these first red days on super overextended stocks as well. And that's the panic dip buy. When a stock's up hundreds or thousands of percent over the course of days or weeks, most of the time you know that it's going to come crashing back down to close to the breakout level, if not even further below. On these huge first red days when a stock's panicking like 25, 30, 40, 50, even 60%, you know that a bounce will come because the shorts have to cover, there's one buyer there, and then all the people that are still hyped on the stock looking to get in on a discount. So you have two groups of buyers getting in there. And then you add a third, which is all the dip buyers like me, waiting for the momentum back up for a quick trade. Now, a lot of the times these aren't easy trades, especially in the beginning. With OTCs, you have to be really in tune with the level two and the tape. And you also have to know the history of the stock if you're going to look for certain support levels, where you think a false bounce is coming, and where the real bounce comes. And like I said, these all come from Sykes's patterns. Not everybody trades them the same way. You do what suits you best, but it's a great thing to look into to know the predictability of all these things and how predictable they actually are. It's a great, more safe way to grow a small account, in my opinion. So now let's move on to one more stock for today, and that is ZNOG. Now this thing seemed to have had a massive run up over the last few weeks, going from 20 cents all the way to $1.50, even a little more. And the true breakout happened in mid-November, and since then it's just been on a tear. However, yesterday, December 1st, it had its first red day. With a high of 174, it also hit a low of under a dollar. A massive drop, but also kind of predictable. There's been crazy overextension and it's due for a correction. But even today, December 2nd, with its second big red day, we've seen the stock drop from around the 130s, 120s, down to the high 70s, and now back up to a dollar midday. That's why I'm saying with the volatility back and forth, there's money to be made on the short side and the long side. If you want to stay in a cash account and just go long on these, that's perfectly fine. If you want to be a little bit more of a risk taker and short these things, that's also fine. I think the main point of this episode is that, yes, these things are scams. Yes, these things are heavily promoted. Yes, the companies are lying. And yes, they're creating fake hype. But as long as you know all that stuff and you just trade the ticker, I think no matter if you're a long or a short, there's plenty of opportunity for you each way. Personally, I would like to play both sides. It's just I don't feel mentally there yet. I don't feel like rushing. And if anybody out there doesn't feel like rushing, just don't. Just know that if a stock is up thousands of percent, maybe look at the daily chart before you buy and hold. Because 9 times out of 10, these things come crashing down. Just be there for the panic dip buy when it does. With that said, this has been Dom from Punk Stock. It's been great talking to you guys. I think maybe we'll make this a segment we do sometimes. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to rate and subscribe. Follow us on all socials. Tell all your friends. This has been Punk Stock.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.